trust no one, especially those who are happy without a beer in the morning. This is the perfect pour.
Those.
I don't know. Coffee drinkers.
This is the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting and fun to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt. I'm here.
He's here. He made it.
Fun Matt.
Just going to try to not sneeze for the entire podcast.
Let's see if he can do it. If he sneezes, he's got to drink hazies for a week straight. All hazies. Nothing but hazies.
He's like, I'll be right back.
What's that? Sneeze. Oh, looks like I got to haze it up all week.
Haze it up.
We're going to be hanging out for the next couple hours, drinking beers, talking about those beers, talking about beer releases to look out for. Listeners of this show call the show. They tell us stuff. They have their own little shows. It's fun. We kick back and listen to those. We talk about some beer culture and things we're drinking in the past week. It's just fun. All right, and a couple beers before we had things in the right order. City of the Sun, the Modern Times was one of our tailgate beers, and Hi-Li from Cigar City. Back in the day, before, you know, Modern Times, way back in the day, we were like, God, I wish Modern Times had come to the town. Now they've been here for years. It feels boring. City of the Sun.
I can get this at Save Mart.
And now Cigar City. Hi-Li was a whale beer, and now it's in every friggin' place.
Thanks, Oscar Blues.
So we had those for our tailgate beers. So it's March now, so sorry, no flagships. It's over. You're not allowed to drink flagships anymore.
Back to crushing the freshies.
Yep. Back to Freshy Crushin'. Sorry. But don't worry. There's plenty of places that'll be doing flagship February all year long. Don't you worry. I can give you a list of places if you want, just in case.
We would like to know.
Just in case you're like, man, where can I get flagship February beers? Not in February.
Top flagship bar. Go.
Oh, that's Chili's, dude.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Not the Chili's. Wild Wings, not the Red Robin.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah, that's one of the places. Red Robin. That's another one. Fridays.
Ooh.
Red Lobster.
What's the ounce pours at Fridays these days? Are you getting like, I don't know. Getting 22s?
Oh, yeah. Talking? You can get a tall with half yards probably.
All right.
All Yard Houses, the flagship February all year long.
Nice segue.
Red Lobster, Whole Foods. Oh,
Red Lobster.
Oh, yeah. Red Lobster, woo! Flagship.
Get some cheesy biscuits and a flagship.
Applebee's. Mm-hmm. They'll be doing it up. The Denny's and Barstow.
Wow. They have beer.
Yep. Your uncle's house. 7-Eleven. The Cantina, Mos Eisley's. Every Indian Gaming Casino. Dan and Julie's wedding.
Oh, how are they, by the way?
They're good. Okay. Chevron gas stations. Ooh. The White House when Obama was there. Yosemite International Airport. The Taco Bell that serves alcohol.
Damn it.
Every restaurant in downtown Disney. The bowling alley from Big Lebowski.
They got a good sarsaparilla.
Yeah, they do. Flagship sarsaparilla. Every sushi, teppanyaki, and Mexican food restaurant. The tailgates at every show in the Korn and Allison Chains tour.
Wow.
That's flagship every
out in specific.
The out in the, yep. The place that Deckard eats noodles and Blade Runner. They got a lot of flagships on.
Oh, wow.
Circle K's, all Circle K's.
Strange things.
Flight 1138 from Los Angeles to Maui. That's a flagship. Flight, you'll find plenty of flagships on that flight. Tchotchkes, they got lots of flagships at Tchotchkes. Office Park reference.
Fictional restaurant.
And your friend from work, Ski Boat, they will be doing flagship February all year long. So
They're coming up on ski boat season quickly.
Yeah. Bro. Ski boat season. Your bro's ski boat. And wet jet skis everywhere. There's your service, your public service announcement. Now we need a beer.
Aha. Uh-huh. I am too far away.
We're all too sober. I'll do it.
Well, no, I was going to grab one.
Wow, you'd think I would have had that set up.
What's the light bar situation on your bro's ski boat?
Gold. Oh, yeah, he's got plenty of light bars, even though he never takes it out at night.
Oh, how's he going to wear his sunglasses at night?
Oh, he can. So he can.
But does anybody with a light bar actually have it hooked up, or is it just mounted?
Just mounted. Looks cool. Yeah.
I'll get around to it next season.
Watch out. This is a dented can, so it comes out kind of rough. Bowie's Spacesuit. New England IPA. This is donated to the show by D Goats 5 on Untappd Douglas, Wisconsin.
Wow. Wisconsin.
It's a cool can. It's got a psychedelic Bowie.
Poured fun like for me.
A black light. Oh, I don't have the skills. You're a professional, sir.
Ground goes control around the table
from left to right. Your podcast dial.
Looks hazy.
You got it.
Yep. Oh boy. Why are you punishing me for Matt's sneeze attack?
I'm sorry. All haze now.
Haze it up.
Hazy days of March.
That's pretty nice. I like it. See, I trust more breweries that are not California breweries. To make hazies, like they do a better job of making hazies than they do West Coast IPAs or just in IPAs in general. Like for some reason, they can everything east out in the east, they do a much better job with their hazy IPAs than they do with their regular IPAs. I'm not sure why.
I would be perfectly okay if California stopped making hazy IPAs.
Ooh.
I just want to know if this is going to make it on to your music shelf.
I don't know. You're right.
Which shelf will it be?
It might. It probably deserves it. I'm not a huge Bowie fan. I respect Bowie. I like him, but it might make it to the music shelf.
Mm-hmm. The next...
this is a good one.
The next Vans shoe release is going to be a David Bowie.
Oh, is it? Mm, nice. I don't even have the Eddie Van Halen one, so that's how sad I am.
Call him right now.
Eddie, give me the shoes, Eddie.
You make a shoes.
What do we got going on in culture, Matt?
Culture, Matt.
You guys have heard of a brewery called Silva Brewing, Paso Robles?
I have. Tucked away in Paso Robles, California.
Well, they just announced that you can now be getting it a little bit closer to home. They have signed up with Delta Pacific Distributing.
Oh, wait. And like Randy? They're going to be coming. Randy's going to have it. They're going to be in Fresno.
Randy doesn't work there anymore.
Oh,
son of a.
Randy's the Lagunitas rep for Fresno.
Ooh.
So you mean Jacob. Jacob's going to get it to town.
Uncomfortable.
Oh, are you? You mean like Jake from State Farm?
He's basically the Randy.
He's going to be bringing Silva to town.
So,
yeah, explain this.
Delta Pacific Beverage has signed up with Silva Brewing, so which means Sawakin, Stanislaus, Calaveras, Amador, Merced, Madero, Fresno, Tulare.
Yes, Madero.
Contra Costa, Alameda, Santa Clara, Santa Cruz, and San Mateo will now all have access to Silva Brewing.
Yes. Oh, I did it too late. I muted you too late.
All right. I'm back.
Well, that's awesome. I haven't even seen. So I know that Silva's been down in San Diego. I thought they just had kegs down there. Have they been packaging? Like out? I have not seen any packaging. I've just seen crowlers.
He's primarily done like his big stouts or some of MJ's beers into fancy looking bottles, but. No, there's not a whole lot of like.
Oh, okay.
There's no like cans or 12 ounces or anything like that. Yeah.
Oh, so it's going to be bottles, or he is going to have cans.
He's sending kegs.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Come on.
Yeah, I have a lot going on in my head. You don't understand. What's happening in there?
Where is your mind?
Oh, boy. He's picking out his flagships.
Yeah. My year, flagship year.
So that's my slam dunk of a news story for this week. So, Silva, coming to town.
Nice. That's going to be fun. I guess probably hot PK. Feel like there'll be some kegs there.
Yep.
Goldsteins.
Imagine that too.
Our friends at Goldsteins and
Spokeasy.
Maybe not Yard House. Maybe Popolo's. Maybe.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Eureka Burger.
Maybe.
I mean, Tap and Cellar.
Well, there is another little thing that just popped into my mind. Same Delta Pacific Beverage posted a group photo of them touring Dust Bowl recently. And I saw that Central Coast commented on it. It's like, hey, guys, whenever you want to, come over and take a tour of our place.
Oh, yeah. Then you'd be like a knock, 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 knock. Oh. We're here. We're touring. Oh, that would be amazing. If we had Central Coast and Silva here. Why bother going to the coast anymore? I mean, just for Pliny, I guess.
Yep.
Tacos.
Tacos? Yes. Who goes to the coast for tacos?
Smoked tacos.
What?
Smokehouse in Cayucas.
You don't leave Fresno for tacos.
Yes, you do. Mm. These you do.
All right. If you say so. This might be a good dog. So, Nick, what do you got going on?
Speaking of, who are they?
I don't know.
Who?
Who are you? Who? Tell me, who are you?
Natty Ice is releasing. Just kidding. I'm not going to talk about that. Dust Bowl is releasing a low-cal lager. In 12-ounce cans.
Yeah, locales.
Locales are coming. But
we told you, locales are the thing, bro.
So here's my new rule that I just made up right now. And I'm going to be offended if nobody abides to my made-up rule.
All right.
Light lagers should come in $9.30 packs. That's the rule.
All right, sure. Let's all adhere to that.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
I'm down with that.
Good enough for big beer.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't craft beer do it?
Why can't they?
I want to be just like the guy going to get Coors Light on Sunday morning in his fishing boat. Getting two cases.
It gets those shrink wrap of the three.
Yeah.
Three nice. 16 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, they're actually... the big ones.
The 19s.
Yeah, the 19s. I need that. I need more craft beer in 3 19 shrink wrap cans that I can get at the Shell. Madeira Shell.
On a Tuesday.
And Gateway. And any day, I feel like.
Almost bought a Budweiser the other day.
Whoa. You're suspended from the show for 5 minutes.
It would have been in tribute to our father's birthday, but you know.
Oh, okay.
I drank an ice instead. I couldn't bring myself to buy a Budweiser.
Even in tribute, you still couldn't do it. Well, cool.
Cool.
Cool, man. What else? What were we talking about?
The new light lager craze.
Yes, the light lager craze. It's happening. You got to get your beers under 100 calories now. You want any attention? Speaking of lower calorie beverages from Dust Bowl.
Ooh.
Oh, that was wet.
They usually are.
I love gold.
Especially.
Extra dry.
Extra.
We need some extra dry brute. Extra dry beer.
Oh. Can we not talk about brutes?
Yes.
Ooh, did you have a bad brood experience?
We have brutes to talk about.
Every one that I've ever
had. Going around the table from left to right of your podcast, Al, new one, a 12-ounce can of a Taco Truck Amber Lager from our friends at Dust Bowl. This smooth-drinking amber lager blends of color and flavor without heaviness or bitterness. It showcases a rich, malty character with a light body and smooth finish. It's available in 12-ounce, 16 6-packs, and 24-pack bottles. And in kegs all around all the places at Dust Bowl in California and Oklahoma. The malts and fermentables in it are a Munich 2, Pils, Vienna, and Cara Aroma. Hops are Magnum and Hallertau. Hallertau. This is 86 points in Beer Advocate in issue number 118, folks. Silver medal for International Lager at California State Fair in 2018. Won the bronze at the German Vienna Style for Vienna Style Marzen at the California State Fair in 2018. And the silver for International Amber Lager at Amador County Fair in 2018. It's award winner, bro.
Dust Bowl's hitting.
It's a major award.
It's a major award. Dust Bowl.
So.
It's a day drinker. 4.7.
What does it say calories on there? Doesn't say calories on there. Let's see. Matt, maybe you know this, Matt, but why do beers get away with not having to put calories on there if they don't feel like it? Because it feels like everything else has to put calories on.
I know it's required for chain restaurants, but I don't know why not on packaging.
Have you gotten people starting to ask at the tap room, like, what's your lowest? Has anyone ever asked about calories at when they've ordered a beer?
Once in a while, you'll get one.
Could you name off the calories on most of the beers, or are you just giving vague sense?
We've only had one of our beers tested. I think we have some more. I think we sent 4 or 5 different beers to be tested recently, but I haven't seen results yet.
Okay. So that's the thing. Now we got to know calories. Just assume there's charts out there. If you go like 5.7 pale, it's 225, something like that. I might be wrong, but
yeah, it'll guess.
There's general rules of thumb when the alcohol content of a particular style of beer is usually around the same calories, not too much different. What else, Nick?
So we missed out on a what sounds like a rather cool event.
Okay.
There was a Beach Town Throwdown 2019 at Ocean Beach Brewery. And this is a West Coast IPA blind tasting competition.
Shit, that's what that the fridge mic was on. Sorry, everyone.
Wow.
It's cool.
Okay.
We're just starting again.
Start over.
This is a perfect pour. Woo! Like we do every week, we start the show with Nick. We join Nick already in progress.
Already in progress. Alesmith is now becoming Cheese Smith. They're going to start doing craft cheeses.
I assume they're making them to specifically pair with their beer.
Let's hope so. Maybe. I have a feeling there'll be a few coincidental pairings that just happen to work out nicely.
Wow.
Yeah. No.
Cheese. Beer? More cheese talk.
Yeah. Weren't we talking about that last week?
Towards that cheese pairing episode.
3 Weavers has a new beer. All right. Is that where this show's going?
Yep.
Shoot it.
That's new beer. That's new beer sound.
Shoot it in the head. Get it over with.
3 Weavers?
3 Weavers has a new beer called Panzer.
They're in that fig tree has 3 Weavers.
Nice.
They have three of them.
Is that where you got the highlight as well?
Yeah.
I imagine that. So because they're both part of the same investment company, the Canarchy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's so right.
They must be under the same distributorship. Anyways, this beer is a lemon basil brut pale ale.
Yep, yep.
Okay. We are now talking in memes for the rest of the night.
Yep. I'm done saying stuff. I'm just going to speak in audio memes.
Two could play that game.
Uh-oh. No, they can't.
Here comes the atomic fart.
What else, Nick?
I was waiting for you to find the fart.
No, I'm not. No, I don't like that. I don't like that.
I'm sure you don't.
Unless it's a Star Wars fart. I don't like that.
What does that sound like?
I don't want to know.
What does a chewy fart sound like? I don't even know what that is. Oh boy.
It's a wrap.
You have nothing to do anymore.
Nope. I'm out in the outer rim of the internet and podcasting all at once.
Yes.
That's it?
That's all mine.
All right. Cool. Cool beans. We're enjoying some beers, having some fun. Did you hear about BrewDog Shitter got backed up on their airplane?
Oh, boy. No.
Shitter's full.
That BrewDog, they had a flight, their maiden voyage flight over to their place in Ohio. And
I love gold.
So they're, you know, everyone on the flight is BrewDog, you know, investors or people that work for them or just huge fans of BrewDog. They all got on this first flight. And of course they're serving beer like crazy. Well, the system that it runs the toilets got completely full because a lot of liquid going through the place. So
oh boy.
It was backed up. So the captain had to like, come on, say, shitter's full. Nobody can do anything right now. And this was 2.5 hours before they were landing.
Oh.
So you're on a flight with everybody drinking and they could not go to the bathroom for 2.5 hours.
Yikes.
But they made it without much incident and other than everyone rushing to the bathroom at the airport when they landed. So you imagine that where you're just like, yeah, woo, drinking.
Party.
Like, BrewDog, the BrewDog, we're on the BrewDog flight. And then the captain comes on.
The shitter's full. So nobody can go to the bathroom. And by the way, we're 2.5 hours away from the landing. Have a nice flight.
I have pee anxiety just hearing this story. Yeah. I want to pee right now just to make sure I make the rest of the show.
What do you mean I can't go pee right now? That makes me want to go pee more.
Now I want to pee more. I'm just going to go pee in the corner. It's like elevator. It's like the office. When
sir, what are you doing?
When Dwight,
what are you doing, sir?
Dwight got Dwight and... the secretary
Beasley.
Yeah. Pam, Dwight and Pam got stuck in the elevator for like 5 minutes and Dwight's starts peeing in the corner. He's like, we got to establish a pee corner. He's like, Dwight, we've been in here for like 2 minutes. We got to establish a pee corner.
Every date I've ever been on.
So yeah, that would have been rough.
Wow.
If you guys seen this, the craziness that is the Smart Mouth Brewing's, the Lucky Charms IPA that they're making, which we've seen, like us in the industry have seen, you know, people making Lucky Charms-esque inspired beers for a while. Mm-hmm. This is nothing new, but somehow this one got out to mainstream.
Oh,
and it's always
time.
Cute when you see something from our world goes out to the mainstream people. They're like, oh my gosh, just look at this brewery's making a Lucky Charms themed beer. And we're just like, yeah, we've been doing that for years over here.
Yeah.
It's nothing Thanks. New.
Yeah.
But somehow all of media caught on to this particular one. So I'm assuming they have a big PR firm running this release or something, because
oh man,
the rest of us in the beer geek world are like,
you don't think this is organic?
No.
This is
No, that has to be fabricated. Somebody paid somebody and it got it out to the mainstream.
Yeah.
Cause I mean,
we've been punting it up for years.
Yeah.
This is nothing new.
I was just like, why is all of a sudden this a crazy? Because it had to have been somebody somewhere got it out to the mainstream media. And once one place does it, then everyone starts doing it. Yeah. Like, have you seen this? They're making a beard with Lucky Charms.
It's so weird.
Oh my gosh. Next, they'll be doing a cucumber pilsner. Something with pickles.
Maybe they'll put coffee in beer.
Oh my gosh. That would be super. So that was.
Could you imagine a watermelon beer? Oh,
no.
That's so wacky.
That's crazy. Jalapeno pepper beer? Ooh. No. We would not do that.
Someone went to Disneyland and took Dole Whips and made those into a beer.
No, pineapple IPAs? Oh, that's insane. So Untappd got me all excited this week, past week. They're like, on Friday, they're like, big news coming. It's coming. Big. We've got the so excited about this big news. I'm like, okay, what was it?
We're shutting
down. And then they just went silent for like 3-4 days. And everyone's like, buy out. You're getting bought out. And they're like, no. Or they didn't say no, but they're like, we can't tell you. But they seemed more excited about it. So it didn't seem like it was going to be another buyout of some sort. So in my head, I feel like they're going to do something major with the app. Like somehow, something I can't even imagine. Open it up to some added feature to the app that would just make it super more fun.
Untappd shipments.
More fun times. Yeah.
You can now order beer through Untappd.
Yeah. Just where the point of I never have to leave Untappd. I just have a phone for Untappd
use. Untappd buys Amazon.
Yeah. Something. It was just something. And it turns out it's just a festival in North Carolina.
Yay.
They're doing an Untappd beer festival, which I'm sure it's fun for them. And that's cool. Cool for them, but me as a Uber user of Untappd, I'm just like, oh,
in California.
Yeah, in California, I'm like, oh, that festival in Carolina, another festival I can't afford to go to. Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
I can't even get the GABF.
Isn't it a couple hundred dollars to attend?
I don't know. I didn't even bother looking because I know I can't do it. But it's like, oh, that's cool, but cool for you guys, but not for me. Doing nothing for me, bros. But have fun at your festival.
Wasting my time.
You're going to have some extra cell phone coverage at that festival. Be a lot of checking in.
Oh, man. No badge. Watch him forget to make a badge.
You're like, oh, shit.
Did we call marketing department and have him make a badge?
Who got a badge?
Did we forget to do that?
We did. Yeah.
How about a badge? How about a proper beer finally? What's going on?
Oh. We got a new beer. Bloop, 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 bloop. Oh, wow. I'm getting that. That's not an IPA.
Roasty.
This one donated to the show again by DGOATS5. Douglas up there in Milwaukee. Central Waters Brewing Company. Bourbon Barrel Pervian Morning Brand Stout.
Morning.
Morning stout. Bourbon barrels with coffee added.
Ooh, yes.
Poof. It is bourbon-y. Oh. What do you think of that, Nick?
I am enjoying very highly.
Ah. Central Waters coming through for Nick.
4.25 Untappd.
Wow. That's a solid rating. Very solid rating. Beep, beep, boop, boop. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're
driving? Bass.
You can get on the show. You can get your voice on the show or email on the show. by emailing us, recording some audio and emailing it to it, that file to us, perfectportpodcast@gmail.com, or you can call the Dorktown Network's voicemail line, 559-492-0542. And you enjoying this Central Waters, Matt?
It's okay.
It's okay. So the first voicemail of the week. Actually, it's going to be an email, guys.
Oh.
Hey, guys. Was not able to voicemail this week, but I thought this is from Chris Varney, a.k.a. Bird. I was not able to voicemail this week, but I thought I would drop you a line to answer some questions y'all had. What was I doing in Fresno? Yeah, Vern, what the hell? Although I am considering myself a Temecula rep, I currently reside in Hanford because I am stationed at Lemoore Naval Air Force, the Lemoore Air Base.
Okay.
After August, I will be returning to San Diego for work and returning to my residence in the Temecula area. So there you go. He's out there at the air base in Lemoore. And then question number two, what's up with Florida beer?
Yeah.
That's it. This is quite, what's up with Florida beer? That's it. So answer that question. No, it cut off. Sorry. My squadron just did a detachment in Key West and I brought that back with me and decided to share it with you guys. So that's how he had the Florida beer.
Mm.
And number three, speaking of Hanford, you have to go to Plan B Tap House. It's the craft beer destination in Hanford. They have great staff and constantly rotating tap lists and ever-changing influx of food trucks. Give them a try. Plan B Tap House. Keep up the great work, guys. Burn. He's going to work on a 3-minute podcast. So
ooh, dang.
Look out.
Boom. I wonder if he's flying over every weekend.
Yeah, he's one of those guys flying over.
Looking out for.
Whoops.
Looking out for.
That's not ready? The right all fucking right. Drop, dumbass.
Bye.
What I meant to do was this. No. Fucking shit. I'm not even drunk. That's what's really bad. You need more beer. It's like when you're, I can only play pool when I have two or three beers, and then I can play pool well.
Oh, I see.
So I need two or three beers to podcast. Okay. we're continuing on, folks.
What's going on, Perfect Pour?
It's Colin and Janine.
Yes, it's Sunday.
Hi, Colorado Rebs.
Worst day. Well, not necessarily the worst day, yes. But.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about Paul. Monday. He was going to come to Denver, and we were going to have a get it, and he was going to have a car and everything. It was going to be awesome, and we had this pounding snowstorm, and they redirected his
train
to Albuquerque or something like that. So we missed out on meeting with Paul, but hopefully in the future, maybe when he comes back through, we'll be able to have a get it with him.
Yep. We did a beer exchange with the Fontana Gym.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. We got one from, what was that brewery called? Moxa?
The Moxa.
Yeah, he sent us a crowler from that. That was amazing.
It was so delicious. It was one of the best beers I've ever had in my life. I couldn't believe how awesome it was.
Yeah, I agree. That was really good.
That dude's an awesome beer trader. If anybody wants to get some good stuff from Cali and you don't live there.
And Matt, we almost went to the Thirsty Monk last night to try that beer that they collabed with Crooked Stav. What was it?
It's pronounced Stave.
Brute.
Brett Brute Rosé.
Rosé. Yeah. But we didn't make it there, unfortunately. We got sidetracked by River North, and we just didn't make it. Yes. But we did go to the Harry Potter-inspired beer festival at this old church in Denver that they made look like Hogwarts.
Nerds.
And yeah, there was a bunch of nerds there, but it was so fun. I felt right at home. It was all good. And they had lots of beer. They were pouring out pretty much full pours of beer. It was like crazy.
Yeah, they gave you like a kitty cup and they were filling
it's
up all the way.
About 5 ounces.
Yeah, give me a full pour, man.
And then, of course, we know some of the brewers, so we kept on getting bigger pours.
And industry pours.
It was pretty awesome. And they were selling some butter beer, which I bought. And it tasted really, really sweet. And then I heard that they put like some kind of schnapps in it or something. And it got me hammered. But it did taste good.
I think it was just a liquor drink.
Yeah, I don't know. It was good. And then I have a question for Mikey.
Oh, no.
So, okay, Mikey, just you're sitting at home on a Saturday. You know, you got nothing to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your wife and kid are somewhere else.
I'm looking forward to
Han
SNL.
Han Solo and Chewie knock on your door. Ooh. And they're like, Mikey, we heard you know about beer. We want you to, yes.
We want you to
take us someplace to drink beer. I want to know, where would you take them?
Wow.
And what do you think they would order?
You can't say the cantina.
Nope. They were kicked out of the cantina. That's why they're in Fresno.
Okay. That sounds about right.
Question for you.
Oh, we're in Fresno.
Serious question. All right.
Okay. Right on, guys.
Keep up the good work.
So where would you take somebody you like, in other words?
Well, I mean, going to, you know, Tioga or Zach's is too easy. I feel that's too easy of a call because that's what I would do. But we're talking about Chewie and Han. I feel like I need to find a seedier place that could still get like and Chewie, you know, Chewie's so tall. There's a lot, you know, ceiling things to talk about, you know, worry about because I feel like
overhead clearance.
Feel like Spokeasy might be too small for Chewie.
Chewie talks with his hands. You might knock stuff over.
We might feel like we should be in the Tower District, or I need a bar that's somewhere on the west side of Fresno that has craft beer somehow. Maybe we're gonna have to go to Full Circle Olympic. I feel maybe there's enough room for Chewie for activities. That's where we're going.
Nice.
Then we'll go downtown to Tioga. Because it's open air.
Chewie can
have all kinds of space to run around and play. And Han can just sit in the corner and be
try and gamble for somebody's spaceship.
And win. Sabak.
Till Lando shows up.
Fool Sabak.
Guys, you hear me? I'm driving!
Daddy B!
I'm actually just backing out of my driveway. So, little beer stuff. Well, actually, we'll go with Perfect Pour stuff. Perfect Pour stuff is that I plan on meeting some fellow Perfect Pourians in March, the end of March. Yeah, I'm gonna go down to San Diego.
Whoa.
And this is the plan anyway. Gonna plan on meeting Colin and Jennings.
Whoa.
It's like fun.
They're Fresno and Coloradans in San Diego.
You probably would have seen some of this.
They're blending.
Unfolding. So that's the plan. What is it called? Pure Project. Yep. That's where I'm gonna go, and I think that's where I'm gonna meet them. And, I'm not really interested in much else in San Diego. I always have a place in my heart for Stone, very nostalgic. I've been there many times, though, and other breweries that I can get on the shelf up here, like Pizza Port and stuff. Yeah, I'm not going there. My plan is to mainly go to Pure Project, because I haven't been there yet. I've heard really great things, exciting things, fun things. So that's the plan there. Otherwise, what I was going to say is I don't think my homebrew system at my house likes New England IPAs. Because I don't, I have two that they're not quite done, but from what I could tell with my samplings and stuff, I don't think I like how they're coming out. I really don't. But what I do like, what came out, was the stout, which I'm just calling it a smoke stout because I'm not getting habanero or garlic, but I am getting smoke. I am getting a good stout. And I'm going to see if I can get that to you. I got it in the bottle right now. Today is the day of recordings. I'm going to see if I can get that to you. So that's the plan. Hopefully you can get on the show before you record. So that's about all
that's going on. I'm sure it'd be really good next
week. On my way to work in the morning. I'm not a morning person, but I'm headed that way. And yeah. Keep up great work. I'm driving.
Hey, baby. Wow. Ooh, guys. That's that was fun. So Scotty B and our Colorado reps, our Fresno rep and the Colorado rep are gonna meet up in San Diego. Hopefully with San Diego reps. And it'll be fun in March. It's this month. Now we're in March. What's going on? I feel like the fridge mic is doing something. He's just moving around stuff. Are you dressing the bottle department in there?
You got a really old planet in here.
It's an experiment.
don't ruin the base.
Don't ruin it. That's original Pliny.
So we
can't get a Pliny from the original
place. We got barley wine or barley wine.
Wow, barley wine.
What are you guys up for?
Well, I'll take the barley wine, I guess.
All right, sounds good to me.
That's a good pick.
Extra pale.
What a lay, I'm slipping into your DMs, eh? True, you be here. What's up, Perfect Four? Matt, Nick, and Mike, eh? Just calling to give everybody some heads up. Chocotazo made it to San Diego. Chocotazo was showcased, not showcased, but they enjoyed it on the 3B Zing, a.k.a. Beer Night in San Diego. They shared that beer with two ladies, one from Virgin Brewery, and the other lady, I forgot where she worked at, but they really enjoyed that beer, right? Also, the beer made it out to the Indie Beer Show with Brian Beagle, a.k.a. Sore Eyed Suds, and Stella. And they enjoyed that beer with one of the Carl Strauss brewers, eh?
Dang,
and also an owner celebs of another brewery that's either just opened or has been opened and opened another tap room. They fell in love with the beer as well. You guys got to listen to the show. Also, Chocotazo made it out to Idaho.
What?
And Boise, Idaho, Holmes. It'll be talked about on Tap the Craft podcast with Denny Luce, Mike, and John. He got a chance to get a can and he'll talk about it. He actually enjoyed the old bottles as well. That's about it. I just want to, you know, say to Steven and Zach, amazing beer homes. People are loving it. Keep up the also great Zach work. Steven's the guy that's up front, all up in the media, and Zach is usually in the background homes.
Yeah,
they're
yeah
like a multi personality, eh? Other than that, guys, I just want to say, man, enjoying some moldies, enjoying some good beers. Wish I had more Chocotazo. Eventually, I'll make it up there, and maybe I'll bring a couple K's with me, eh? That's it, man. This is Chew Your Beer, and I heard my mama say, the perfect pour is a shit. I have to watch you. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew.
All right.
Chew Your Beer.
He must be in the find suburban.
Him on Tap and Twitter. He's very active on Twitter and on Tap, so. Chew Your Beer. If you're a listener of the Perfect Four, you can be friends. Chew Your Beer. Chat it up all day. So Chocotasa, man, it's making her rounds. Wow. It's out there in the
it's got legs.
Podcast universe.
World famous. World
famous. Zach's Brewing and Chew Your Beer. Getting the good cred. Street cred.
And now for our next installment of Fontana Jim's Beer Trivia.
Trivia show. This
Baltic Tales spoke of ancient brewers tossing beans and barley into cauldrons and steeping them to create dark, rich beer that fell in showers. The beans were a heavy substitute for barley in cold climates, not ideal for grain production. As these brewers came to find out, the high protein content of these beans adds body and richness. That's excellent for dark brews.
Brews.
So the first bean used in this imperial porter is the Romano bean, a likely choice for these ancient brewers. Then we build a tradition with experimentation. To continue the flavor profile of these Baltic-style beers, blank, this beer here, is infused with coffee and chocolate and now vanilla. Tests with early mad scientist beers told us that coca husks impart beer with a huge kick of chocolate flavor without weighing down the beer or contributing oil, like the fatty nib does. For this beer, damn, we added a whopping 600 pounds of coca husks from our partners at Mass Brothers, world-class chocolatier makers, who opened up in 2007 by owning their craft Brooklyn ever since. Trivia, what is this beer? This beer is a former looking out for.
What?
Do we have a guess?
Does that sound like a looking out for? I have no guess. Do I have a multiple choice?
By 6 Point Brewers, you're correct.
Damn it. I should have guessed that.
Had 4 beans by 6 Point Brewers, raise your hand.
I'm raising my hand. If
not, fuck off.
Yeah.
Keep up the work.
You good suck. Work, guys.
I guess I know what I got.
Fontana Jim. Out.
You've had it.
I do not remember having 4
beans. We've had two different 4 beans.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
I've had 3 beans and 5 beans.
It's up there. One of them's up there. The original one. I'm trying to see. I'm pointing. We have a specific shelf.
Yes, for the odd cans.
The odd cans.
The Red Bull cans.
We've had it.
Had it. Okay.
Had it.
Sure. If you say so.
Don't worry. Thanks. I like the beer trivia show. The Fontana Jim's beer trivia show.
Stand up for your right.
Okay, we're still going on the voicemail segment of the show, and I want to thank the Raisin Tables. Mm-hmm. Raisin Tables, he did a nice Instagram story for us. Like, had totally gets the show and had a nice review of the show. Wow. I forgot to cheers that last week. Portland show.
I'm in the Pacific Northwest.
So guess what? This past Monday, I got myself Pliny the Younger on draft at a bar called in Roscoe's Portland. Here in Portland.
Roscoe's.
And man, I gotta say, it was pretty epic. My first time, so I was pretty excited.
You believe that's a triple?
So there's a beer site that it's called newschoolbeer.com that essentially tracks Pliny the Younger release here in Portland. Basically tells you what bars are going to have it and how they're going to be distributing it. Some places sell, for example, tickets that you can buy online and whatnot. Well, this one bar, Roscoe's, was basically just, they said they were going to tap it at 5 p.m. that day and they were going to just, you know, offer it till it was gone. And it was clear on the other side of town. And so I just kind of figured I wasn't going to be able to get there in time to get some. But fortunately, it was a snow day. And so right around 7 o'clock, I decided to give them a call and see if there was still any on tap. And they said, yeah, that, you know, come on down and chances are I was going to be able to get some. So me and my buddy Long headed down there. And fortunately, there was still some there.
Nice.
And we got ourselves a nice pint. It was delicious. Man, it was good. So
you didn't drop it.
Hey, you know, I talked to the bartender. Can I get another one? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. What? But when they went to go get some, it blown.
Boom.
And so I'm like, oh, man. So I looked up at the tap list to see what else was on tap. And to my great surprise, they had a 2014 Bourbon County on tap. I couldn't freaking believe it. So, of course, I ordered it. And it was majestic, man. It was so delicious. And so I talked to the guy. I'm like, hey, so how come, how is it possible that you guys have a BC 2014 on tap? Well, it turns out that the owner, Jeremy Lewis, he has a cellar.
Jerry Lee Lewis?
That he ages beer in and then just taps it at random. And I was lucky enough to be there that night.
Loyal customer. And so I got
is that pre-buyout beer, 2014?
And so, just want to give a big ups to my buddy Kent Lulich from Seattle. He's the guy that put me onto that site that allowed me to track down some Pliny, the younger. And anyways, super grateful for that. So next time you're up here in Portland, check out Roscoe's. You never know what you're going to find in there. And you might end up having an epic, epic, epic ass Monday like I did. So, all right, y'all. I am out.
Peace.
Oh, yeah. Keep up the good work.
Guys.
Guys?
Guys. Thanks, Jazz in Portland.
Man.
Makes like miss the Portland,
Portland
updates.
Already.
Ah, I got to go. I think I'm going to go this summer. So, I feel like a Portland trip is happening this summer.
How about we get into a little Pacific Northwest since we're in the mood?
Sure. Why not? We'll go for a Pac Nor, as I like to call it, beer.
Pac Nor. Nobody calls it Pac Nor.
I do.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm a dude.
Dude, bro.
I'm a girl just trying to ask a guy to love him.
All right.
Sure. Going around the table from right to left of your podcast dial. This has been aging in our aging area for quite some time.
Ooh.
From Anoli. I think Reggie got this, but it was not from Reggie. Expo Series Big Bang from Noli, Spokane Brewer, Spokane, Washington Brewer, Noli, Barley Wine Ale. This is, I wonder if it's going to say the year on here. Not seeing a date right off the bat. I feel like this is probably 2016, probably.
Holy crap.
I'm going to say.
I've never seen that bottle before.
It's been buried in the fridge.
Yes, the fridge has many barley wines, stouts, and old ales.
Right? Yep, that's what gets put to...
So we're getting drunk the next couple episodes.
Go, Expo Series Big Bang from Noli.
It's not bad.
It's tasting good.
It's not very high for a barley wine. It's only 10, isn't it?
Only 10.
Only
10. 10.5.
Oh, ooh, I missed that.
Point see? Five. That age is.
That's halfway to 11.
Taking down some of that heat. What's going on? We're good. Let's get into the traditional voicemails, ones that actually called the line. Beep, 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 beep.
Hey guys, it's your Minnesota rep, Single Cam.
Whoa, Single Cam.
Calling in, a couple items. Minnesota's been getting hit with a record snowfall in February. I think we've had the most snow here since like 1936 or something crazy like that. So there's been a lot of beer drinking.
Thanks, global warming.
I've been having two beers on my looking up for that I finally got my hands on. The first one is from Bottle Logic. Collab with Toppling Goliath. It's called Gamma Gamma Ray. It's a double New England IPA. I'm excited for that. And the second one, Modest Brewing, did a collab with Portage. And unfortunately, Portage, their brewery recently burned down, had a fire. Mm-hmm. And Modest Brewing, the great people they are over there, kind of piggybacked off of what Sierra Nevada did. And they made a beer. It's a milkshake. Call it Double Sun Protection Factor. All the proceeds go towards Portage's new tap room, which I think is fantastic. And I think that's a very notable thing. I wanted you guys to know that there's good things going on here in Minnesota with the craft beer scene here. Also, I don't know if it's just me. I don't know if anyone else agrees, but Instagram and craft beer. I think it's a great tool to keep people up to date with what's going on with new releases and just sharing. You know, I think it's a great thing, and it keeps me in the loop of things, because social media, the only thing that I have is Instagram. But lately I've been seeing a lot of annoying things that are just starting to irritate me. Uh-oh. And I don't know if it's just me, but people post so much on almost every day, post so much about beer, and some of it's good, but it's almost getting to the point where it's so overwhelming. And you got women out there that, like, literally are wearing no clothes and trying to hold a beer and promote it. And thinking, I'm like, why? Well, first of all the guys are like, why are you complaining, right? Well, I don't know if it's a good image for craft beer. I don't know if it shows negative effects, or, and maybe I'm overthinking it, but maybe I'm just annoyed by it all. I don't know. I think beer is beer, but I do think some people are abusing social media for it. And I don't know what you guys think about that. If maybe I'm just thinking out loud, but anyways, guys, something to talk about. Hope everyone's doing well. And as always, stuff of good work, guys.
I am really off on my freaking drops game today.
Drops game. Zero.
Damn. Sorry, everyone. We've talked about like the Instagram girls before, but it kind of comes up once in a while. But yeah, the ones that just don't have any artistic value to them, they're just like, it's me with a beer. Mm-hmm. Like most of them are like their boyfriends taking pictures and then their boyfriend gets the beer. Like somebody sends them beer and then the boyfriend drinks the beer and I feel like she doesn't even drink beer, because it's always like a beer that's completely full and like, I'm drinking this. And like, okay, you're not really drinking any of those things. There are some good ones out there that not ones that are just like I'm taking another shower with another beer, but just ones that have some artistic value to them or something. But I don't know if it's bad for craft beer, but like, because I don't think, doesn't feel like people outside the beer geek realm are following that. I don't know. So if it's within house being beer, I don't know that it's
industry on us.
I don't know that it's damaging it, but I mean, It's one of those things, like an Instagram algorithm. If you like follow one or two, then all of a sudden Instagram's flood. Like, oh, you love this. Here's more.
Yeah.
So it's like either it's sort of feast or famine. Like you have to like completely stay away from those accounts so that Instagram doesn't think you like them, or you just have to accept them, because once you have a couple in your feed, then Instagram's like, oh, you're going to need more of these. So, I mean, you could avoid those. It's just, it is kind of difficult.
Yeah, it would be hard.
Because they're pretty prominent and they usually have tons of followers and they're the ones that get the most likes usually.
So they're pushed to the front of the algorithm.
Right.
Or because of the algorithm.
So I don't know. There's nothing. Yeah, because Instagram's pretty much, I mean, outside of Untappd, I mean, I think Instagram's more than, beer Instagram is more popular than Untappd is, I think, with beer geeks. So, I mean, these are definitely the two social medias, at Twitter being probably number three to the, I don't know. You think Twitter is more popular with beer geeks than Untappd? I mean, obviously Instagram's number one.
Twitter seems to have a lot of fighting going on.
Right. There's a lot of
discrepancies.
There's a lot of media on Twitter. Yeah. And then there's a lot of fighting amongst media.
It seems like a lot of memes are started on Twitter that end up on Instagram.
Right.
Like usually the beer memes now are captions of somebody else's Twitter terrible rant.
Yeah.
And they end up on Instagram, which is how pretty much the only way I find out something's going on. Because I don't use Twitter very much, so
I don't.
If really, I see it on Instagram, I'll open up my Twitter to start reading the threads and figure out what the hell's going on.
Nobody beats worst beer blog or don't drink beers for memes, I think. And I did my own, and I didn't do the right way where we're like, worst beer blog will have, you know, like he takes his Twitter, what he does on Twitter, and then mm-hmm. he takes that and then he puts it on Instagram. So it's all one clear piece
okay.
on Instagram. And I didn't do a clear piece. I did like the joke in the Instagram description and then the meme in the picture and it kind of messed it up. But it's still just funny to me. I don't think anybody thought because it was somebody did a meme in the basketball, my Instagram, my Twitter feed, that my sports feed, and it did was a Suns fan which they've been horrible, their worst team in basketball this year, and they're having another bad game, and somebody put, one of the Suns fan put like this picture of this total bro, California bro,
nice.
With sunglasses, and the caption is, "Bro, I'm totally not having a good time right now," and this was his caption was like, I've been watching the Suns all year long, and I'm totally not having a good time." So I use that for something when you walk into a tap room. And there's no hazies, and there's no hazies on tap.
Yes,
but I didn't do it right, so it didn't hit well enough. So now I learned my lesson. But I was in my kitchen just laughing my ass off, and like Becky's
this
like,
"This is gonna be great."
Becky's like, "What are you laughing at?" And my 10-year-old daughter goes, "She didn't even know what I was laughing at," and I swear to God, she goes, "That's his meme laugh, Mom. He's laughing at a meme." She did not know what I was looking at all. She was in the other room, and she goes, "That's his meme laugh, Mom," and she's like, "What are you looking at?" I was like, "Oh, it's just."
That's the best part of this whole story right there. So
my daughter have a meme laugh. Apparently, I have a meme laugh.
Oh man, we could only be so lucky to hear it one day.
Mm-hmm. One day, I'm sure you have here. We're still sorry, guys. Tangent.
Yep. I like Paul's theory. I think he's right.
Uh-huh. But yeah, just be careful. Don't like any of the, if there's one you, if you don't like that style of Instagrammers,
that goes for anything.
Don't
ever.
Like
them.
Yeah. Just don't like anything because Instagram is like, "Oh, you'll like that, huh?"
Hey guys, it's Single Cam calling back for my second call. I promise I will make it quick. Figure out. I also make it two calls. It's been like a month since before this week of me calling in. And Mikey, to kind of touch base on what you were saying, excuse me, about the Twitter story and Twitter debate. And I think I agree with a lot of what you said. I think that whether it's, you know, craft beer, indie beer, small amount of pop tap rooms, or big beer, I guess I don't even want to throw them into this, but everyone's going to drink what they like regardless. Everyone's going to support who they like. But for me, I think it comes down to the type of interaction you get at the tap rooms, the type of response you get. I mean, if you're greeted, if people want to know your name, if they want to know, you know, your story, and just basically they want to get to know you at the tap rooms, it adds so much value to your experience when you're drinking beer. And, you know, if that adds a lot to me and where I go for repeat business. Well, granted, there's still some breweries I will keep buying beer from, like Surly, because there's some Surly beers I like. But there's also some I don't like, and I think they're actually been slipping lately, but I'm not going to get into that. But anyways, I also think, that this topic will never really end. There's always going to be competition with big beer and us craft guys. So, unfortunately, Mikey, I think this topic will just kind of always float at the surface. I don't think it's ever really going to go away. But it is what it is, I guess. It's part of it. I really do think you guys should do a cheese and beer pairing. I think that's kind
of got a lot of buzz for that now.
I think it's a good idea. Don't forget to toss some Del Hardy in there, man. That cheese is the shit. So.
What?
Anyways, guys. Have a good week. Have a safe week. Always keep up the good work. Bye.
What? That's like some good. Cheese geeks.
Cheese nerds.
Cheese nerds.
Cheese curds.
I'm down with that.
Cheese nerds.
Down with that. Somebody mark that down. We got to get that cheese.
Yeah, put it in the notes.
Get that cheese. I feel like Kelly can help us out. Kelly has cheese knowledge. So we need to, sometime when Kelly's going to be in town, she's going to have to cheese us.
Come to Jesus.
Yes. Come to Jesus moment. We're going to have a come to Jesus moment. Yeah, I agree that debate is going to always be around. I think the one thing too is I forgot to mention about that where Chu was like, you guys need to be in this debate. And I was like, no, we don't. We've talked about that for years.
Over it.
Yeah, I'm over it. And you're right. It's going to keep coming back. But like, I think that particular one also, you had Cody and Brian in there handling it. Like, you didn't need me in there or us in there saying the same thing that Cody and Brian would be saying. So it's like, if Indie Beer Talk and 3BZine are in there, they're pretty much like what those guys say.
It's handled.
Yeah. So we don't need to, when you have somebody good like that in the discussion, It's already been brought in. But yeah, we're always going to have that, especially, I mean, we do like to discuss, especially beer when you're in a, norms place, when straight people place, not straight sexual orientation. I mean, just when people outside beer geekdom place, like the airport, and you got to
the flagships.
You got to figure out what you, the flagship areas. You got to figure out what you're going to drink.
Hey, you guys, notice my second call this week. This is Fontana Jim.
Sorry.
I called another podcast. I'll be quick.
No.
I out there and started a little Twitter conversation earlier in the week.
Yeah, hang up on this guy.
You guys want to jump on this. It's really kind of the point is to educate people who might not be as quite beer geeky as us and the people who listen to the beer podcast.
Straights.
Like the Perfect Pour podcast.
You mean the straights?
What I was thinking of doing is referring to the alternate ABI brands, the brands that ABI has purchased as Bud Blank. So for just a quick couple examples, like I guess we call 10 Barrel. We call them maybe Bud Portland. And
Bud Barrel.
Elysian, I guess we call them Bud Seattle.
You just put Bud.
Like Bud Phoenix.
Golden Road would be Bud LA. Kind of really the city where that,
Asseton
original brewery came from.
Asseton Road.
You know, if you just want to make fun of them a little bit, you can always do that. Like Best Damn Root Beer. I guess that's that Best Damn Brewing Company, all those hard soda pops. That's owned by ABI too. So we call every single one of those Best Bud Root Beer. I mean, that's kind of funny. Goose Island, I think probably the most famous ABI acquisition.
Bud Island.
We just call them Bud Goose. And,
Bud
Goose. You know, really just kind of spark the conversation, maybe get that out there, maybe to a wider audience, and see what you guys think. I think it's kind of a funny idea. I think it's our own little beer geeky way of making fun of ABI, and at the same time, maybe even educating somebody when you call something Bud Texas or Bud Houston when they're having a car wash beer. And maybe you could, they might ask you, why do you call it Bud Texas? And then you can explain, well, they're owned by Budweiser. I don't know. What do you guys think? Bye.
I already do that, by the way.
Been doing it for years.
Been doing it for years, okay? So, yeah. I always try to work in some sort of very annoying beer geek reference. Like, actually, you know what? That's owned by Budweiser. You know that space dust? It's actually Space Bud.
What? Space Bud.
And it's usually people that don't give a shit. Like, anyway,
that's who you end up talking
you're like,
to.
You know, and actually that's owned by Budweiser and they're a very bad company and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay. Nerd. We got to
go back to Tatooine, nerd.
Thanks, the Fontana Jim. From Moonlight Brewing Company, Twist of Fate Red Ale. We're having a red ale, guys, because it's almost St. Patrick's Day.
What year is it?
We got to have a red ale. No, I don't think that's the right accent, but I'm doing it anyway. From Santa Rosa, California. I've heard of Santa Rosa. Feels like they have a place there, but there's also Moonlight. And did you get this, Matt?
It's from Silviano.
Silviano. Thank you, Silviano. This is the get ready for St. Patrick's Day. Do you guys have a, when on St. Patrick's Day, do you guys, you know, make sure to have a Guinness or have some sort of red ale or something?
Make sure to avoid people. Yeah.
You don't go out St. Patrick's Day-ing. Woo! Woo! St. Patrick's Day! I'm Irish today!
Where's the Shamrock Shake milkshake IPAs?
Oh, yeah. You're right. I've not seen that. Oh, I'm going to have to look up on Untappd, see if somebody's done that before. Because that's something that needs to happen. Who's ever got a Shamrock Shake IPA, please give it to us immediately. Because it's
send it to Mikey, care of.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
That can't be all.
That's it. Thanks, the Fontaine Jim and everybody else that called in to the show and gave us their own little podcast. Good times, and I really appreciate helping us out, making the show better, and just having fun. Remember, you can get on the show, perfectportpodcast@gmail.com or 559-492-0542. And we're enjoying this red ale and tribute to St. Patrick's Day. And no car bombs this week. No Irish car bombs, which... It was like that was my first drink that I had that involved a beer and not mixing a beer. Were you dropping a root beer? Was you dropping a root beer schnapps or something into your beer and then you down it? That was like, I was 21 in Long Beach, California. And it was my first night being 21. My friend from Vaughn's, we went out. There was a strip of bars in Long Beach we went to, and that was like my first drink as a 21-year-old was an Irish car bomb. So, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
What are we messing up now?
I'm messing up St. Patrick's Day. I'm ruining it.
Oh, okay.
Like I ruined everything.
Green beer? Are you getting green beer? Is that one?
Oh, yeah. Gotta get that
green beer. The flagships?
Yeah, green beer at the Tug of Sequoia for St. Patrick's Day?
Yep.
You gonna, wait, what kind of dye are you using? Lorries?
Vegetable?
Vegetable.
McCormick's.
McCormick's. Get old McCormick's. Which ones are you going to eat? What beers are you going to eat? Be greening up.
I don't know yet.
Oh.
I haven't heard which one they're doing.
Ooh. It's a mystery.
Firefall Green.
Firefall Green. Yeah, that feels right.
Probably either be Zorro or Golden Ale, I feel.
Yeah. Well, looking out for, Matt, what are you get some beers you looking out for? Beer releases.
Mainly just two. I'd like some more Hen House after having the...
Oh, Santa Rosa's Hen House.
Bigger on the inside. That wasn't a Selector. I had that
Selector.
One.
I saw that. Looks really good.
And it was fantastic.
You just
like
the
was
label.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a double IPA, but it ended up only being 5.5%. And it still had a lot of hop flavor. So
lame.
Looking into that. And then
good day beer.
Convinced some friends to go to Spokeasy yesterday because they tapped a keg of a San Diego IPA from Pizza Port, and by the time I got there, the keg had popped.
It's called San Diego IPA?
Yeah, San Diego IPA. But the keg was already gone when I got there, and I had to settle for something much less.
That was Louie bumping the mic.
Louie. Those are things I'm looking at.
All right. San Diego IPA. Nick.
Hi.
You looking out for?
Oh, I'm consulting my moleskin.
Consult your moleskin.
Son of a bean squeezer. I did not write down my looking out for.
What?
Let me make one up quickly.
Okay. I'll go as you look up for once. Alvarado Street and Urban Roots are brewing right now. It's not out. They are doing a collab brew. So that's all you need to know. Urban Roots and Alvarado Street.
Urban Roots. I want it.
Yep. So I guess we got to wait 3 weeks and then we'll look out for that Alvarado Street and Urban Roots collab. Dogfish Head, Slightly Mighty. Slightly. Here we're talking about the calorie count. It is a 95 calorie IPA. It's only 4%. Only 4% in the 12-ounce can. That's how you get it down to a 95 when you do a 12-ounce can. So that's not going to be out till April. But it's using monk fruit extract. I've never heard of this using a beer before. So that's your locals alert right now.
Locals.
Watch out for. Also looking out for another Alvarado Street beer called Juicy Sweeper. I just saw it hit town right now. And I have no idea other than an IPA, that's all I know about it. And that's I want it. It's Alvarado Street. So what more do you need than that? This is Great Notion has changed their time for line festing. Their can release time is now at 9 a.m. now. So on Saturdays at 9 a.m. So get that right, folks. All you Great Notion line fest people. They're doing it at 9 a.m. now. So don't get there earlier than you did before. That's all I'm looking out for. Nick, are you looking out for anything?
I'm still recovering from the heart attack you gave me from the line fest alert.
Sorry.
All right. So this comes to me from Corey Bostwick, on the forum via the forum. Mm-hmm. Cause he's a Patreon.
The private Facebook group, by patrons and certain other people.
He says, look out for, speaking of Urban Roots, Chocolate Moustache. Yeah. Imperial Stout.
Oh.
Coconut Imperial Stout.
Seen those bottles.
Vanilla around. Imperial Stout. You've seen these bottles?
Well, on Instagram.
You son of a bitch. Yes. So there's that. Cheers to Corey for telling me to look out for those. And then Amplified Aleworks Electric Mud Muddy IPA.
All right.
No clue, but I love the label.
Label by. Well, those are some beers we're looking out for, and maybe you should look out for it too. I don't know, man. It's up to you. Week beers have been drank. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. That is Matt. What have you been drinking?
It was at Spokeasy and they had the Clear Days from Uinta, so I had one of those.
Days. What is that? Hazy? A clear hazy? And not. It sounds hazy. Like a hazy. You don't use days. Is it days with a Z?
Yes.
Can I get a clear hazy?
Hey, you got them clear hazies?
Like a clear hazy, please.
From Tap and Cellar, I had a Wakey Wakey. It was fantastic. And then I had that Selector. And many a Sierra Nevada Pale Ales.
Oh, you were flag shipping.
Also had a Mai Tai from Alvarado Street. So good. And I sampled on a Planes, Trains, and IPAs. So.
What?
Many good beers were had.
What's that? Planes, Trains, and IPAs. What's that?
It's a hazy from Alvarado.
Oh, my gosh. Such a cool name.
Yeah.
Is Steve Martin on the cam?
No.
Oh. Damn it. What am I, a jerk over here?
Those are the things I've been caught drinking.
He hates these cans! All right. Matt, Peterborough 87. Nick, boom. The Nick 80.
Boom. Ba-boom, boom. Beep, beep. Been caught?
Yeah.
Okay.
What were you drinking?
Pale Ale from Sierra Nevada.
Flagshippers.
Flagshippers. Flagshippers.
You ship flags.
Finished off that Darkwing from Drake's, my six-pack.
Oh, you got through it, huh?
Got through it. It's like, I'm not going to waste it.
Wow. Good job. Good job.
It wasn't bad. If I noticed if you drank that alone, it was a good beer.
Okay.
You know, last week on the show, we paired it with other beers.
Yeah. And
they ruined
it by putting Dank on the label.
Yeah.
Just, it puts your mind in a completely different place. And then you have it. You're like, there's nothing Dank here.
This isn't Dank. But it didn't get boring after two.
Okay.
You know, I still drank okay.
There's a lot to unpack from it.
Yeah. It just wasn't. Yeah, I think the descriptors led us to believe otherwise.
Right.
But if you took it for what it was a good beer.
Mm-hmm. All right. I see that.
Made it down to the old Steve and Zach's
brewery. Old Spaghetti Factory, is that? That's where
we had the pale ales.
Yeah. Is that the only thing they have at Old Spaghetti Factory?
No.
See, that I forgot to mention them for flagship all
that's
year.
That's not the only thing they have there.
Yeah.
But that is the...
Only indie beer?
Yes.
They had 805.
Yeah, they had 805. Trying to think what else they had. I guess that was it.
Stella 805, Coors Light, Sierra Nevada Pale. That's about it.
But pale bottles, no draft.
Yeah. And October bottles at that.
Well, you know what? I've had a lot of worse dated Sierra's bottles.
So Steve and Zach's. He's got a new beer out, and I'm kicking myself for not bringing a can to the show.
Way to go, Nick.
I know.
What's this one called?
Can Has Raz.
Can Has Raz.
Raspberry.
Can Has Raz.
Berliner Weiss.
It's good.
Berliner,
It's Berliner. It's cloudy AF.
Mighty tasty. You're okay with cloudy Berliners.
I was not okay with this. I complained.
I complained,
and Kayleen told me to shut it and take the beer. Yeah.
That's the kind of industry treatment you get.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm in industry. This is like, shut up. Go take this beer and drink it.
Just
over
drink
there.
Drink it and enjoy it.
And if you give this a bad untapped rating, I will revoke your card.
Yeah, I'm sure she'd throat punch you.
Throat punch. Poof.
Probably not.
She'd give you a bad haircut.
Yeah. Ooh, the bowl cut.
Yeah. You got to live with it for 3 months.
Wow. Also drinking well at Zach's is Mr. Tumnus, their fig and goat cheese. Porter / brown ale. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which it is right now.
I think it's more porter.
I think so, too. And cracked open a 1915 Parabola. Just kidding. Wow. 2015 Parabola.
Oh, 2015.
Yeah. 1915 was a while ago.
How was that tasting? That
2015? Yeesh. Ooh. Too long.
Ooh.
Too long in the cellar.
Too long in the cellar.
Yeah. 15 was an excellent year. That was back in the day when they did 22-ounce bottles.
Oh. I remember those. Days. Bombers. They called those bombers.
They used to call them bombers.
The
kids.
I was at the MGA and the Fig Loop this week, and I got my cans and I totally forgot they have a bomber door in the corner. I was like, oh, bombers. And I looked for about 30 seconds, like, nah, nope. Not going to have it.
Artifacts. Look at all these artifacts.
Look at all these Look at those.
They belong in a museum.
In a museum. They belong in a museum. Let's go have a drink. You know, a drink. That's all you got to make it.
Mixed in a couple old Rasputins.
Oh, old Rasputin. You got that more flagshipping.
More flagshipping.
You're a flagshipper.
But that is all.
All right.
That is new and exciting.
Ooh, I had another Cigar City, the Guayabera.
I'm sorry?
The Guayabera Citra Pale Ale. Are you
using words right now?
Apparently, I'd had it before. I don't remember having it before, but I had it before.
I love it. Had it? Question mark?
I got in the garage from Oral Verado Street.
Ooh, those are still around?
Yeah, they're still there. Look, they're probably getting a little old.
I think the price on those is keeping them on the shelf.
Yeah, I went ahead and went for it because I wanted to have one person. I know you brought one for the show, but mm-hmm. I want to buy one for myself.
Personal beer fest.
Personal beer fest. Liquid Grove from New Glory Brewing Company. Pretty good. If you like citrus in your IPA, damn good. And I feel like that's about it. A kickback.
Kickback. It's not kickback season.
Yeah, but I still got one from Drake Spring.
Mikey doesn't care.
No, I don't care. I need to have a day beer. I need when I have sufficient funds, mm-hmm. I like to have all the bases covered. I need to have a low ABV beer in there.
Uh-huh.
I like to have maybe one or two coffee related beers. Yes. And then your standard IPAs and then maybe one big beer or some.
So it gets up to 60 degrees and you get all fancy all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like, woo!
Gotta have all the bases covered.
Summertime. Woo!
Can't wait. Opening day. Baseball's coming.
Oh, man. What day is that?
March 28th, I believe. So.
Pants off, dance off.
Coming out. Yep. Pants off, dance off. That's coming. It's all coming. So that's the big cut. I'm Mikey Tapor on Untapped, or Dorktown is the username. Whichever. Breeder Brewery 87 is Matt, and the Nick 80 is Nick. Be our friends on Untapped. We like to have friends because it makes us feel friendly.
Makes us feel friendly.
Makes us feel friendly.
So fresh and so clean.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Gold. Come on, one more beer, guys. Come on.
Get ripped.
Get it ripped. Matt is so on it for getting more beers right now.
Him and Louie are in the same boat right now.
I'm just trying to focus breathing out of my one nostril that's halfway working right now.
Man. Half a nostril.
Is that because it's spring? Or is that because it's something here?
Fool's
spring. Were you like that before you got here? Or did it happen when you got here?
My room and this room were two rooms that have just set my nose off. I don't know what it is.
It's not, you never have problems with dogs, labs?
If I.
Are you looking for a reason to get rid of Louie? Is that what's going on here?
No.
Sorry, Uncle Matt doesn't like you anymore.
Nope.
Considering we always grew up with outdoor pets, I have yet to live in a house with an animal. So I don't, if I go stay at somebody's house, I do notice that pet dander does affect me.
All right. Just investigate. Stop show because I need to investigate these things. I have to figure these things out. Well, because Becky's has allergies too. So just trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
I used to always make fun of this guy because this guy sneezed his head off all the time. And now I do it. I'm like, what the hell? I didn't ask for this.
Old man allergies.
So I saw this beer on the shelf and I was eyeing it. And it was like, it was on the line. I was like, that's kind of Mikey's side, but it's kind of the perfect pour side.
Yeah.
This was looking out for.
Yeah. I got this mostly for the show, but I thought I might drink it before it got the show. And I basically tried to keep it for the show and I managed to keep it around. What do we got here, Nick?
Oh, me.
Yeah. You gotta get it. Collabber. It's a collabber.
Son of a. This is awesome.
I know the show. I know the show. The show would like it.
IPA. Everything about this is cool. This is Out Come the Wolves. It is a collab from New Glory.
Good bad name. Good bad name.
And Bike Dog. Actually, Los Lobos has an album called And Out Come the Wolves. Huh. So yeah, it is. And Los Lobos, yeah. Lobos is wolves, right?
There you go. You're right. So collab.
So this is all kinds of cool.
Two of our favorite breweries collabing. You know, it was the first time I think I've been able to buy something that Bike Dog has a name on.
Yes.
In Fresno.
Yeah, in Fresno.
And it's been a good couple years since we've had Bike Dog on the show.
Yeah.
I'm sure Matt's had some. In his Sacramento trips.
It's been so old that our bottle, it's right.
Yep, top there, right, Mosaic.
That Bike Dog Mosaic, such a good beer.
That was one of those where I've had it twice, and I tell people, go to Bike Dog. And every once in a while, somebody would be like, oh, Bike Dog's so good. I was like, thanks for validating that. Thank you. It wasn't just something that I had one time, and everything else they do is crap. People actually validate it.
It's real. Cheers to our Golden Gods. Of course, the Golden Gods. They donate money to us via the Patreon website, patreon.com/perfectpour. And the Golden Gods, they donate $5 or more every month to the show. And that provides us to pay for all the costs of the show, plus beer and whatever. It makes it awesome for us to do the show. And if you're a Golden God, you get bonus show, aka via the tailgate, and you get invited to the private Facebook group, the Pour'em, and occasional unboxing video that's just for the Golden Gods, and some early release of things once in a while. So it's a quid pro quo kind of deal. So thank you all to the Golden Gods. Really appreciate you guys. Also, cheers to at the dot hopaholics, Bobbit 3030, Big Fat Food Critic, Candace underscore hates underscore stouts. Not Nick's not a fan of that name.
What am I doing?
Candace underscore hates underscore stouts.
Big Fat Food Critic was hanging out at the Goldsteins.
I saw that. Yeah. Pretty cool. Went to the Goldsteins. I don't think I've met Big Fat Food Critic in person that I'm aware of. Anyway.
I have either.
Tasting underscore niche. Niche is back, man, making videos and
full force. She came back.
She was just gone for like 2 years and then she's like, I'm back now. Doing all the stuff I was doing before.
I'm back now.
Doing it full force. So Niche is back in full force. Good to see her out. She's pretty taking part in the Beer Geek social media world.
Nerd.
Martin underscore A underscore 559. Lay underscore ranch underscore craft underscore beer underscore chronicles.
Wow.
And it's just everybody that shares the show and talks about the show with their friends, subscribes to the show, whether it's on YouTube or iTunes or wherever your podcast listener is. There should be a new Beer Bench video up now this weekend as well. So
wow.
Search for the Perfect Pour on YouTube. Search the channel on YouTube, or there's a link in our show notes to our YouTube channel. We got to the 100 subscribers mark, guys.
Wow.
That's the first hurdle in YouTube channels stuff. More cheers? Who's got more cheers?
Did they give us a paper mache play button?
Yeah. For that? They're like, here you go. They print it out. No, they give you a file that you can print out yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you can print this out. Thanks, cool. YouTube.
Thanks.
Send it to Walgreens. They'll print you a copy. Uh-huh. 1 hour photo.
This beer is so good.
Well, that's a good beer. It's good. Good finish to the show.
Does this have Denali in it?
Ooh.
Equinot, Simcoe, and Mosaic.
Oh.
It's the Equinot. That's what I'm getting. Oh, okay.
Cheers to Pete and Michelle and Mike Kai.
Hey.
Saw them at Zach's Brewing. Of course, they're there all the time.
I see them everywhere.
Yeah.
Saw them last night.
But if you haven't met them
classic yet, local beer geek couple.
Cool, yeah. Cool local beer geek couple. And they have their own beer named after them at Zach's.
Aw.
The Hot Hawaiian.
Kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal. I got a beer named after me. They're like Chew. They're in an exclusive club with Chew Your Bear.
And cheers to Gabe Garcia. He won the Homebrew Club Championship belt.
Nice. Cheers, Gabe.
Awards that happened at Tioga.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers out to Ms. Mo from Central Coast. No reason in particular. She just said give her a shout out. And I was like, oh, I'll make her wait till all the way till the end of the show.
Yeah, that's right. Now she's never going to listen again. Like, yep. I got my shout out.
And I'm done.
And done listening. Can you, she can be like, can you do a show by yourself without that guy, Mikey, on the show?
Yeah. Actually, I get a lot of requests for that.
I bet
like,
you do.
Like, you guys are good, but what's the deal with that other guy?
Why do you have that other guy there?
Well, he lets us use his garage, so we feel bad for him. He does all the work.
He's the one that's got the space. Yeah. He's got the practice space.
We get to use his garage. He buys his beer.
I am the guy that
buys his lifts.
You have a garage band, and
edits the show.
I'm the guy with the parents that let them you practice in their garage. Yeah. Like, well, we gotta let him in the band.
He's got the PA.
I'm the David Lee Roth. It's like, hey man, my dad's got the PA, man.
Wow,
you gotta come over here, Edward. Come over here, man. We're going to play some rock and roll and get some girls.
Do you have to tell us this over the PA?
Yes, I do. Hey, man, I want to tell you guys, go out there and make sure to tip all your waiters out there. They're working hard for you. After this, we got one more song for you we want to play, but we'll be at the bar hanging out. You want to hang out with us? This one's off our first album. It's called Atomic Punk.
Wow, I feel like I'm there.
Yeah, you're there.
I'm there.
Yeah, did I get Pasadena Civic Auditorium, 1976.
You guys should check out this band. They'll become something one day.
Never.
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 Never going to become something, or you'll never check them out?
I'll never check them out. No, he's just they're going to be big, but I'm not going to do it.
He's never going to give
up. They're going to be huge.
Yeah, well, I'm not checking that out.
He's never going to give you up. Oh, never going to let you down.
The one movie you can't borrow from Rick Astley.
Was that gig? Is that gig? Is that gig, guys?
It's good. That's it. We're done.
How about booyah?
Podcast done.
Fun. Hope you had fun as well. Perfect Pour Pod on all the social medias. PerfectPourPod.com is the website. There's a glossary there. There's the show reps page. If you want to be a rep for the show. There's a PerfectPourPod/reps, REPS, all those things and everything. But remember, be safe, have fun, check our dates.